Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Yes, I think I tried to buy something from your company on this Sunday, the 10th.
Okay.
And it got flagged in my Wells Fargo account for fraud. Don't know that it was. There was some PayPal stuff that I did that wasn't. I'm just calling back. I don't recognize the name or description, but it gave me your phone number in it. So what kind of products do you guys sell?
Okay. Yes, sir. We handle customer support for many different products. It could be anything from a dietary supplement to a skin cream or a male enhancement product. I'd be happy to do a search in our system to see what I could find for you. I just need your name.
Okay. My name is Edward Howe.
Okay, thank you.
I don't remember.
Go ahead.
$94.50 on something.
Okay. Yes, sir. Could it be under Wayne Howe?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's my middle name.
Okay, yes, sir. For security purposes, I do have to ask if you could verify either your address or the last four digits of the card they charged, please.
The address is 10817 Silver Falls Highway, Southeast, Almsville, Oregon, 97325.
Okay, I have a 10827 Silver Falls Highway on here. An email address of ewhow@hotmail.
Sorry. That's correct. I must have typed in the address different.
Okay.
It'll probably...
I'm sorry. Yes, sir. This is for let me pull it up. The Vera Valor is a male enhancement product designed to build lean muscle mass, increase your libido, and maximize performance and stamina. And it was originally ordered on a risk-free trial basis back at the beginning of April. But they do that like on a week trial.
Yeah, no, this is something that's why it was probably declined. I had this problem before. I didn't, I did not order this. So I'm going to have that declined. Can you do something about that or do I have to bank?
Yes, sir. I can definitely help. Well, I can send you over to our fraud department. They are the ones that would help in a situation like this. If your card information's been compromised,
that I called, and they tried to send me something else, and I go, no, I did not order that. And she took care of it right away, but now here it is again. And so this is, I didn't think that I put this amount on my this weekend. So they just
right.
This just came up.
This
that's why this got flagged.
Okay. This originated on April the 3rd and you were charged $6.95 for the shipping and handling of that bottle. But then they normally give like a week long trial. So after that trial they do charge out at the full price for that month's supply at the $94.90. Yes, sir.
Well, I haven't got it a week trial and
okay.
And I haven't seen this. So anyway, yep, you can transfer me over to whoever you need to. And then if that doesn't get it, I'll go back to the bank and my credit will take care of it.
Okay. Yes, sir. Have you checked your mail today?
Well, it doesn't really matter. Remember, I did not order anything for $6.
Okay.
So I looked at it, but I don't think I did anything.
Oh, okay.
But you have
I'll go on ahead and get you sent over to our fraud department. Only reason I asked is because we had a tracking number with the postal service, and they marked it as being delivered in the mailbox today. But that was at the 10827.
I'll go look though for sure.
If you didn't place the order, the original order, for the $6.95 for the shipping, I'm going to go ahead and get you sent over to our fraud department so they can assist you further.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm almost done.
Okay.
Alrighty. Here we go. I'm just putting your account information on here right quick, so when I transfer the call, they will already have it and be able to pull it right on up.
All right. That, I appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Howe, you're going to hear a brief silence and some music playing, and a supervisor with our fraud department will be with you here in just a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.
All right.